Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
fuck. Ace Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening
of all time.
To the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true. Thank you to all the vets out there.
The Ace Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Broadcasting from the Real Head Station Studios here in Colorful, Colorado, it is another edition of the H Train Show. But today, this is brand new. This, because of the NFL, because we're not going to compete with the NFL. No, this is the first live show on Friday. So now it's Friday's live, and it's record reruns Monday. So welcome to another edition of the Ace Train Show. We're here. Our only mission is to show veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train, and thanks for riding with me today. Remember, before we get started, you can join along with us by going to mbradio.us. That's MikeBravoRadio.us, and we're in the lounge. Or you can simply download the MBR mobile app through the App Store and Play Store, depending on which phone you have, iPhone or Android. Today's show is taped live, and it will rerun Monday now, same time, same channel, in case you missed it. We will replay it on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. For more information, or if you missed anything, please check us out on our Facebook page for info at H Train Show. And just so you guys know, if you go to Stitcher and you put in H Train Show, that takes care of iTunes, that takes care of BlackBerry, that takes care of Android. And you can subscribe, because not everybody can listen to it live. Somebody has their own schedule. You can be sure. And if you love my show, hey, that's perfect. I love that. I love it when people love my show. You can help out by going to the podcast, because when it's a podcast, that's where I get my time slot. So if you want to support the show, if you love what we're doing, just hit play on that, and we get the numbers. We get, because everything works by clicks. Today's interview of the week is Buddy Sosahan. He is a stunt devil, award-winning stunt devil. He's been on many things. Captain America, Marvel Comics, many, many shows, too many to mention, and we talk about that as well. And we're going to talk to him about his new podcast that has came out, the Great American Podcast, so be sure to stick around. You'll want to listen to it. Also, today's Transition Troop of the Week is Michael McAndrews. He's going to talk to us about his story. He's going to talk about different things, his successful transition. Our tribute to the troop is being ran by Danny Ray from the Danny Ray Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And our troop is Dakota Erickson. Our two-minute warning that we will preview who we'll have on next week, and we'll explain today's what I learned in today's episode. That will be the two-minute warning. So If you haven't heard my show, check out the last 2 weeks. I've got a bunch of things on community calendar. They're still going on, but these are the two that I want to bring out real quick. Project Operation Camo, or Danny Ray is doing it, November 1st, 2017. Riley's Hospital, Indianapolis Outdoors Personality. They're visiting children's, and they're taking gifts. And if you would like to contribute to that, you can simply go to GoFundMe.com, then Project Operation Camo, or see David Bailey, 200 Road Troubleshoot, second shift. You can also watch it on the Danny Ray on Facebook, YouTube, or videos. Message us on our Facebook if you're kind of confused, because that's a lot of information to put out. Also, I want to make sure that you guys know this is an ongoing Operation Sunscreen, supporting our troops year-round who serve overseas with sunscreen kits. Comes with sun cream, sunscreen after, sun gel, and protective chapstick. And 100% tax deductible donation for the kit on $25 also supports a local women's veteran business, protection against sun damage and skin cancers. Contact Lena Paladino for more information, 720-207-8521. So those are just some of the community calendar things. We've got a bunch of good stuff going on. I'm reading the most recent. I'll have more next week. But if you want to check out more, if you missed something, simply go to my last couple of podcasts for the last couple of weeks. And you can check, because there's a golf outing that's going on August 28th. There's a poker run that's going on, two of them that's going on September 9th as well. I've just got too much going on to be able to read them off. So make sure you go back into the podcast and check that out. We're going to go on a music break. And today's music was, I don't know if you want to say donated or if you want to say it was provided by Michael Johnson. But he's the one that created it. These two music breaks are going to be Chris Stapleton, I Was Wrong, and Eric Church, Lightning. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back on that music break, we're going to be talking to the Daredevil himself, award winner, stunt devil, Buddy Sauce Hand. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason. Take it back.
Lightning to my final judgment day. four walls and falling, closing it on me.
This is Elizabeth Lumsden, the founder of Operation Destination Homebound, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Today's interview of the week is sponsored by Laura Errico, president of Laura Errico Public Relations, LLC.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition here, the H-Train Show. We are back right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And on the line, I have a treat for you. For all those Marvel comic fans, I have Buddy Saucehan, and you know, Buddy, I usually butcher last names, but I think it got your last name just right because Laura, she sent me the correct way to pronounce your name. And since you're a Marvel comic stuntman, I had to pronounce it correct.
Well, I think you did a great job. It's a really hard name, and because, you know, my ancestors are of Creole descent. So I'm from Texas and Louisiana. So people always have a hard time pronouncing the name. And I think a lot of it has to do with where the H is placed. So, yes, you did a great job. So kudos to Laura.
Well, so for those who don't know, Buddy Saucehan is a nationally recognized award-winning stuntman who has appeared in such films as The Expendables, The Amazing Spider-Man, Captain America, Civil War, and it doesn't stop from there. I'm like looking here, and I'm amazed you was in Mike and Dave's Need Wedding Dates, Daddy's Home, Mortal Decay, Straight Outta Compton, Get On Up, Into the Storm, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, it's not just a few. I mean, you've got movies that you've been doing stunts since 2009. That's if we don't count the TV show appearances. So you've been doing this for a long time. Tell us.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, man. No, been doing it since, I'll say this, I actually started in 2001.
Oh, okay.
In 2001, but I came here from Texas in 1997, and I started off as a production assistant. So I started off working behind the scenes before and training, and then I got my first break in 2001.
Okay. All right. Okay. I didn't see it on here, but you know, sometimes you don't get all the information correct that's on the internet, unfortunately. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Buddy Saucehan?
Oh, man. Now, see, that's just such a hard question to answer. Well, I'll tell you who I am. If I were to just use the cliche terms, right? I'm a Christian, conservative Texan who lives in California, but mainly an American, you know? And an artist. I mean, I'm an artist. So I came to Hollywood because I love cinematic arts. And I love the craft, believe it or not, of action and stunt. I mean, I love it all. I've actually had the privilege of starting off as a production assistant. So I've seen projects start from the beginning to the end. So I've got an overall appreciation of cinematic artistry in all aspects. But who I am is, I'd say, you know, spiritually, I mentioned those things that I said sound funny and cliche, but those definitely are a reflection of who I am, a conservative, a Christian, at American. And key word is American, because I think that for me, that is a very important part of my conservatism and my Christianity, is the fact that the flag guarantees the freedom that I have to, you know, pursue those interests.
Right. And, you know, talking about freedom, me and you talked on the other side for a little bit before we started the interview. You had talked about how you as an Army brat. Tell us briefly about that.
Okay. Well, like I said, my dad was in the military. And, you know, we traveled around and we said, you know, so originally I was born in Great Falls, Montana. And then we lived in England, and then we settled down in Texas. My dad is from East Texas. My mom is from Southeast Texas. And so, you know, being a military brat, most of the travel we did was probably between the ages of like 3 and 8. And I settled down in Texas from 8 up until I moved to Los Angeles in 1997. And so, you know, very young, but, you know, there's a foundation that I gained and an appreciation because, you know, you live on post and, you know, you interact with other military families and civilian families. And, you know, you actually understand the cost of deployment and war. You know, my dad also was a, you know, Vietnam vet, but, you know, didn't talk much about that, obviously. I was actually in ROTC. Mm. And the Civil Air Patrol. So all my life, I never served in the military. And it's because, you know, my dad was like, if you want to be an artist, you should go be an artist. So I decided to take his advice and moved to California to pursue this art.
Awesome. And, you know, you're talking about this art. Tell us a little bit about your journey as a stuntman, you know, especially since I'm sure I'm not the only one that's a Marvel comic fanatic.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll make it short.
Okay.
To make, you know, because in stunts, we have a saying, we used to always say, to make a long story long, right? So I'll try to shorten it. But the basic journey was, you know, I started off training with up-and-coming stunt performers. And we would go to these gyms, and we would train, and we would work on fights, and we'd work on the actions. We'd go out to this place called Stony Point and work on rappelling. You know, we'd go out and get our dive credentials. And you know, so we were working on every aspect, you know, that we could to prepare us for the eventuality of getting a job. And that, you know, so I started off, man, like I said, I was a production assistant first, but as far as stunts go, I started off, believe it or not, on the TV show Fear Factor as a stunt PA. I was a stunt production assistant.
Oh, wow.
And I assisted the stunt team for a couple of seasons while they were rigging and testing all the games for the contestants. And then from there, you know, I learned the rigging and safety and added that to my toolbox. And then once that show ended, I went off and became a full-time stunt rigger on a show called Race to the Altar and Nightmare on My Street. And then I was able to work on different TV shows and different movies, which eventually led me to, you know, you look up and you're on a Marvel movie. So that is, you know, that would be in short, I would say, my journey through stunts, the training, the hustling, the networking, and finally getting my opportunities.
And, you know, and it's great that you said opportunities, because you just said that you moved to California and you started your journey with, you know, the arts, and why stop at being a stuntman? You have a great new podcast that you guys are getting ready to start up, or you've already started up. And, you know, tell us a little bit about this Great American Podcast and what inspired you to create it, talking about the arts.
Well, you know, the Great American Podcast was an outgrowth of the animosity here in Hollywood between, let's say, fellow artists, if you're, you know, of different political beliefs. And to be frankly with you, me and my partner, John Pieroncello, who's an actor, You know, we have conversations till the break of dawn. We have arguments and we disagree. We agree. And one of the things, though, but we are really, really great friends. And we go to Bible studies together and all that kind of stuff. So one of the things that we saw was, why aren't people having conversations anymore? You know, why aren't we embracing the traditional aspects of the civil discourse, right? So that's what we say. I say all the time, you know, we are citizens of American democracy. We're supposed to have different beliefs. Those things are protected. But, you know, we don't see that, especially here in Hollywood. So he and I said, well, let's take our disagreements and agreements on the air. And previously, if I backtrack really quickly, I went on a podcast and I challenged the host of that podcast. And after I left, they talked pretty nasty about me for about a month. So after that, I said, I thought we were just a bunch of people having a conversation. I had a different point of view on what I felt Black Lives Matter represented, and they were in support of, I was not. And I felt, well, okay, that was it. But then it kind of got nasty. Now, they never invited me back on, but that's what led me to say, well, why are they the only voice? Why aren't we having more humanity and civility in the political discourse? So that is what led me and John to start the Great American Podcast. And on the Great American Podcast, our show is called On the Porch with Buddy Sostan and John Pericello.
And if you guys are interested, just to give you guys a quick reference, the Great American Podcast, it is on the website of www.thegreatamericanpodcast.us. And if you don't want to go to the website, you can, for those that do the whole SoundCloud deal, you guys can check them out. It's soundcloud.com/ OVEFOUNTRY. Those are two ways that you can hear this podcast that we're talking about. Now, buddy, tell me, what is your, you kind of told me why you created it. What are your colleagues' intentions? What's your goal for this podcast?
The goal for this podcast is honestly to bring humanity and civility back to political discourse, right? And I think Hollywood's ground zero for that, because we don't see that in Hollywood. And so I say, well, let's heal America one conversation at a time. Let's unite under the flag with our differences and have a conversation. And the conversations can get amped, they can get heated. You know, on our podcast, you can curse, we don't care, you know? But the issue at the end of the day is our goal. Our goal is to bring that humanity and civility back to the political discourse. And we're not naive. We know that there's a cost to be paid, but, you know, neither were the founding fathers. So not to put ourselves on the level of the founding fathers, but just to understand that the legacy that we must uphold in an American democracy starts with the citizenry. It starts with us.
I love
and
it.
So that was the goal.
I love it. I like it. Yeah, the, you know, I believe strongly, especially as a fellow, you know, veteran to, you know, others, I believe that we've fought for this country so that people have the right to, you know, do whatever they want. Even though I don't agree with the whole, you know, flag burning and stuff like that, we won't even get into that, but you know, that is their right. And I fought for those rights. So it,
yes, yeah, you did. And got, thank you. And thank you for your service. And you know, to even get into the flag burning thing, I would say this briefly, right? I go, look, I have the right to have a feeling about it. You know, I want to stomp your guts out when I see it, but you have the right to do it. So my feeling is irrational, right? Because it's an emotional response, because I love my country so much. And when I see people desecrating something, I take it personally. But it does not give me the right to stomp someone's guts out. That's immoral. That is also irresponsible. But at least what I would rather do, which is why we started the Great American Podcast, is I want to talk to that flag burner. I want to say, okay, bro, come on the show and let me ask you a question. about why you're burning that flag. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about conversations is like, you know, so I would tell that person, look, man, when I see this, this is my reaction. So based on my reaction of you burning the flag, do you believe that this is bringing us closer? Do you believe that this is somehow giving more substance to your argument? That is what the Great American Podcast is all about. You know what I mean? So that's actually a good example, I was going to say, of what you said, of bringing the flag burning up, because that's what we're trying to achieve. We want to talk to the flag burner.
Perfect. You know? I love it. All right, and the last question that I got, buddy, and because I know you're super busy, and I appreciate
man,
you taking
time. Man, hey,
well,
you can keep me as long as you want, man. I'm hanging out.
Well, on my show, we have the last question is always what I call your time to shine. You know, maybe I didn't ask you the right question, or I didn't set you up to ask the right question, and maybe there's something that you want to add so that your listeners, your fans, my listeners, my fans, they can hear so that you can get it off of your chest. So is there anything that you would like to add? This is your time to shine.
What I would like to add is I'd say let me think of it this way. Wow, that's a good one. You put me on the spot, but here we go. What I would like to say is, to your listeners and to mine, I would say that Americans will always fight for liberty. And let's not forget that that fight has to be led first with grace. And I think that I need to do a better job at it, and I would ask all of our listeners and fellow countrymen to do the same thing. Lead with grace first. And let that kind of be the direction in which you try to engage your fellow, you know, your fellow American. Because I think that too many times we get dug in and we have our own nationalism. You know, we don't even talk about America anymore. We talk about being a conservative, or we talk about being a liberal or a Democrat or a leftist. But I'm rarely hearing people saying, I'm an American. So what I want to get off my chest is that let's go back to basics. Let's get back to the foundation, and let's unite around the flag. I mean, I really want to press that and say to our listeners that it's very important that we unite around the flag and what it stands for, so we can have a better understanding of who we are and where we're going. Because even these parties themselves don't even define that flag. The parties are an outgrowth of that flag. So, you know, I just want us to get back to that. That's what I would want to get off my chest, is that Americanism needs to be first. Let's fight for those ideas. Freedom and liberty, man. That's what I want us to fight for.
Perfect. I couldn't agree more. Buddy, once again, everybody, Buddy Sossahan, he's not just a stuntman. He is the author of the Great American Podcast. If it's not already on station, is coming soon. You can get more information by visiting him either on his website at www.buddy, that's buddy.sosthand.com, or of course the Great American Podcast.us, just as it spells. Buddy, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you more on the other side. All right, so it's time for that music break. We're going to go on a music break, everyone. And when we come back, it is Transition Troop. The songs that are getting ready to play, we're going to get some hard rock in there. Pantera, Mouth for War, Megadeth, Symphony of Destruction. So, like I said, coming up is Transition Troop, Michael McAndrew. So, whatever you do, you've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason. Whatever you do, don't go away.
can become a god. Watch people's heads a roll.
Welcome back. You're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. And it is that time. It is Transition Troop. And luckily, we are on the line with Michael McAndrew. He's going to tell us, shed some light about his story, how he has successfully transitioned from the military to the civilian life. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you taking time out for your fellow brothers and sisters.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So you kind of already know what we're looking for, because me and you talked a little bit, but it was the signal was kind of broken up. You must have T-Mobile. That's literally a joke, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about your transition success.
Sure. So I did 4 years in the U.S. Navy, flight deck electrician. I did my whole time on board the USS Abraham Lincoln, CVN 72, which at the time was the most forward deployed aircraft carrier. We spent most of that time in the Gulf doing flight ops with fixed wing and rotor wing aircraft. It was 4 years as a green shirt. Shout out to V2 Division, Air Department, and it was a really good experience for me. I think I did pretty well there. During that time, I think we spent probably 3 years and some change deployed overseas, so not a lot of time at home. And it was a really good crew, but one thing I started to notice sort of in friends, in colleagues, in myself, in spouses, in children of friends, was sort of a lot of deployment stress that was really occurring. Things I would probably now call anxiety, depression, substance abuse. For the time, I didn't really have the language to name those things. You spend so much time away from home, it can really strain relationships. You miss the birth of kids. Marriages get strained. You lose contact with family members sometimes for, it seems like, years on end. Right. And when you do have time, you know, what's sort of the social thing to do? Well, you're getting blackout drunk, and maybe there's a time and a place to have a little fun, but when it becomes sort of a binge drinking thing, 7-8 nights a week, a couple of cases of Coors, well, then you got an issue. I saw a lot of substance abuse, I think, at my time, both alcohol, street drugs at the time, spice. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people kind of caught bad paper from this, OTHs, which, of course, makes it hard to access benefits, find a job. And I was doing really well in my career. You know, I was really happy with my job. I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind the deployments, or at least I told myself I didn't mind them too much. But, I saw so many people just really struggling with that, and I sort of wondered what I could do. And I tried to get involved with the command and to see what we could do about that, but there's really only so much the military can do, because, I mean, what's our mission, at least on the boat, is to put warheads on foreheads. But dealing with stuff like deployment stress, depression, anxiety, you know, that's a system that's not really prepared to deal with that. And then you get out, and the VA, God love them, they try pretty hard, but there's not enough clinicians, and sort of the clinical modalities being offered to work with veterans just aren't always suitable. When you have practitioners who maybe aren't listening in the right way to veterans, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Or you can't find a parking space.
Oh God. Yeah. Don't even get me started. I've recently moved to Denver in May. Before that, I lived in rural Virginia, where I was going to grad school, and I was considered a rural veteran. And my VA was like 4 hours away, and I was like, well, I'm not going, you know, 4 hours both ways for a toothache or something, or to see a provider. So, you know, more often than not, I just purchased private insurance and saw private clinicians. But I actually went to grad school for clinical mental health counseling. The reason I got out of the military, actually, was, I guess it was about 2012, yeah. And, you know, I was seeing all these things in my friends and myself and other people in the military community. And I think I kind of wanted more, you know. I wanted to be able to help more in a more present way. And so I started kind of reading a lot of military blogs, Asking Purpose, stuff like that. You know, just everything on the internet. Trying to figure out, well, what can I actually do? You know, I'm a flight deck electrician. That's one kind of job. That's
right.
What else is there for me? And I noticed that maybe a lot of mental health providers weren't really, the perception was they weren't really doing a great job. Now, some do, but it seems like a lot don't.
Right. Some either.
You know, what's the big number we have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. You know, some sound like they're just checking the box. Others, they try to encourage you to go to groups because they really don't want to sit there and spend the long hours talking to you.
They'd rather talk to each other so they don't have to deal with it.
Right, right. So, yeah, I totally get it. So tell me, what organizations did you utilize for your successful transitions?
Myself, I found a lot of help in the Lacanian Psychoanalytic Clinic, Reduced Fee Psychoanalytic Clinic here in Denver.
Okay.
Also the Clinical College of Colorado. They're both on Facebook. And those are organizations that are working here in Denver to aid veterans in their transitions in terms of mental health, in terms of providing low-cost therapy to veterans and to their families. I think it's a great organization. It's something I've been participating in for a couple of years, and it's one of the reasons I've moved out to Denver, not only to be a student of Lacanian psychoanalysis, but also to continue to provide that kind of therapy to people in our community.
Okay. All right. And we're running out of time on the segment. The last question is, do you have any tips or suggestions to help your fellow veterans? You know, because life shouldn't be a secret. And, you know, we talked about this.
Right.
Seems like everything's a secret. Do you have any tips or suggestions that they can try?
I do. There's a perception that if you can't get therapy at the VA, and many don't or won't, it's that a private practitioner, someone out in the community, is too much. Here's the secret. Most of them are willing to do something called sliding scale, where they provide you low-cost or almost no-cost service. A lot of therapists want to give back to veterans. They want to give back to our community, and they will see you. You know, their website might say, oh, it's $80 a session, but if they find out that perhaps you're a little financially strapped after your situation, they can see you for very little. And the Lacanian Clinic sees people very cheaply, as do practitioners through the clinical college. So, you know, if you think you need to talk to someone, if you want to get help, I would encourage you to reach out and see if they can do sliding scale if you're worried about your pocketbook, because you can't put a cost on well-being or mental health.
Nice. That's an awesome tip. I will, I'm going to give you the
awesome,
the Chris Farley awesome button, because that's what I'm talking about. Tips and suggestions, what
Nice.
You just said. I never heard that before, and I'm sure other veterans haven't either. So thank you so much.
No, yeah, like I said, yeah, thanks so much.
All right, everybody, once again, that was Michael McAndrew, and thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody, let me draw your attention to the next segment. Whatever you do, don't go away, because here comes Tribute to the Troops with Danny Ray.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by Custom Paint and Body by Trek Design.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey folks, Danny Ray here to read Tribute to the Troops once again. My tribute today goes to Dakota R. Erickson, 24, of Peru, Indiana. He passed away on Saturday, August 12, 2017, at Duke's Memorial Hospital. He was born in Peru on April 1993 to Jennifer Walden and John Erickson. He was a 2011 graduate of McConaughey High School. After graduation, he enlisted in the United States Army as an airborne infantryman with the 82nd Airborne Division in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and served his country for over 3 years. He spent a year of his time overseas serving in South Korea. He has been employed at the Miami Correctional Facility as a sergeant since 2015. He really enjoyed hunting, motorcycles, Xbox, his truck named Lifted Lifestyle, and spending time with friends and family. He is survived by his parents, Jennifer Walden of Peru, John Erickson of Gallatin, Tennessee, two siblings, Dayton and Mackenzie Erickson of Peru, a half-brother, Derek Schrader of Peru, maternal grandmother, Nancy Edge paternal grandfather, Eric Erickson, special grandparents, Randy and Linda Walden of Greenwood, Indiana, Uncle Charlie Erickson, and he was preceded in death by grandmother Linda Erickson, grandfather Bob Edge, and Aunt Allison Berry. And you know, on behalf of the Military Brotherhood and the H-Train Show, sir, we salute you and thank you for your service. And now, back to you, H-Train.
Everybody, well, it's that time. We're getting to the bottom, or I should say the closing of the show. I want to take a real quick minute and thank Danny Ray for his reading, Michael McAndrew for giving his time, and of course Buddy Sauce and great interview. I think this has been a great show, don't you? Oh, the way to bring back lives on Friday, right? Well, I tell you what, it's not just over yet, but it's close. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, we're going to do the two-minute warning. If you'd like to be on the show, we'll give you a tip on how you can be on the show. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. The music song coming up is AC/DC, Big Balls. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Well, I'm upper class, high society. Gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls.
My ballroom always full, and everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls!
We got big balls!
Hi, this is Claudia Belk, a National Field Service Officer for the Blinded Veterans Association, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We're getting ready to close the show. It is the two-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, so this is going to be really, really quick since I have ran out of time with the community calendar. If you have any announcements or if you have any events going on that you would like me to talk about on the show, you can simply send it to htrainshow@mbradio.us. That is mikebravoradio.us. And we'll get those on the way. Either send me a flyer or give me some bullet points. Just so you know, next week, August 21st, we're going to have special guest Corey Brunson from the Corey Brunson Band. His latest song was Here, We Are Out There. Or We Know That You're Out There. He's going to talk about his brand new song album that just debuted. So make sure you do that real quick. Last week I talked to you guys about what's the best way to say this? Last week I talked to you guys about a certain issue that seems to be going around, you know, the racism, the burning flag, and, you know, Buddy kind of spoke with it, you know, and just because we think that something is the right thing to do doesn't mean somebody else is going to think that it's the right thing to do. And this is going really deep, but understand that some parents, they teach us kids right and wrong. And the best way that I can explain that is when you're at a dinner table, you don't fart. Okay. That doesn't mean that's wrong. That just means it's the way that you're brought up. And I can tell you that when it comes to racism, when it comes to taking down the monuments, when it comes to taking down anything that indicates a possible sighting of racism on one side, that's not going to fix it. The only way we're going to fix racism is by teaching our kids to, I wouldn't say appreciate it, but teach them to judge a person's character and not the color of their skin. If you disagree with me, once again, you can email me at htrainshow@mbradio.us. And that's what I got from this show, is that just because you think that it's a right doesn't necessarily mean that you're right or wrong. It just means how was you taught. So, with that being said, my show is concluding, and it is time for us to get out of here. Remember, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this podcast will be available, and whatever you do, have a great weekend. And if you're listening to this Monday as a rerun, have a great week. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I truly love all you listeners. You're keeping me on, you're keeping me in my time slot. Have a good one, everybody. This is H-Train out.